Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today is Tuesday, August the 5th of 2025. Yeah, I can't believe it either. I know here in Florida, school's about to start next week, but we can get into that at some other time. But how are things? How have you been? Feels like it's been a hot minute, even though it really hasn't been because it's been Friday of last week. But man, sometimes the way that time goes, I just look at it and go, what is really going on? So maybe that's more of a me issue than a you issue than anything else. So listen, I have to tell you, I normally sit around and I take a look at some of the stuff that comes in, commentary, questions, things that people are questioning about some of the stuff that we have going on here. And I said, you know, maybe it's time to answer some of these questions that I have seen come in. Now, a few months ago, I released a book, and the book is called Safety in My Opinion. And then, weirdly enough, we came out with Safety Mutation shortly thereafter. And after Safety Mutation, we came out with Safety Transmission. And then when it was all said and done, we decided to compile the whole thing and just call it the Signal Transmission Trilogy, and we dumped it all into one book. So I've noticed that I keep on getting questions about the book, all three of them. So I figured today, I didn't really announce it, but I guess it should be something we should talk about. Kind of ask me anything, just based on questions that have come in regards of just different things. And I figured that if I did this, maybe I could answer some questions that people have about the book. And it's not one of these things that I really want to sit around and talk about the whole time, but there's so many questions coming in that I figured that this might be an easier way to do it, opposed to responding to every single email that comes in. So I did take, a handful of them and said, hey, let me answer some of these questions and go from there. So hopefully nobody's going to get too pissed off, but I'll give the first name of whoever wrote the thing and what, I guess, town and state they're from as they wrote it in. So if you're good with this, that's what Safety FM with Jay Allen will consist of today. So let's sit back and kind of go through some of these. And it's not really an ask me anything. I guess it's more of a here's some answers about the book that people had. So let's go through them. So starting off with the first question, this one's coming from Amanda in Dayton, Ohio. Jay, in Safety in My Opinion, you talk about disrupting traditional safety paradigms. What was the moment you realized that the old model no longer worked? Okay. Well, it came something like this. When I was working with an organization that celebrated a year without a lost time injury, only for someone to die on the job the next day. Really, it was kind of the next day when I was thinking about this. The contradiction showed me that traditional metrics weren't capturing the full picture of safety performance. And it's kind of one of those weird things that we have to talk about. Because when you start taking a look at some of these things that happen, some people get all bent out of shape because you call them out on some of the metrics that we look at, opposed to really going in and taking some of these deep dives, opposed to what is happening inside of the system. So, Amanda, I appreciate the question. Had another question that came about from Carlos from San Angelo, Texas. What is the key difference between safety mutation and safety transmission? So I guess if you're looking at the books per se, Safety Mutation explores how systems evolve when pressure is applied, whether it's cultural or organizational or regulatory. A Safety Transmission is more about the intentionality of shaping what's passed on, embedding the signal into systems rather than the noise. It is a deliberate act of systemic clarity. So in that third book, I don't want to say that it's kind of the bow at the end, but it's really going into those questions and some of those answers of some of the stuff that I've seen throughout the years. So that's how that came about. Carlos, I appreciate that question. It's a real good one, by the way. So there you go. Also, here's another one. Tamara from Eugene, Oregon. How do the concepts in the trilogy apply to someone working in healthcare setting? Oh, that's a good one. I guess it looks at it this way. Healthcare is complex and high risk and people-centered, perfect for human and organizational performance principles. But the trilogy kind of helps shift from blame to learning, from compliance to resilience, and supports adaptive capacity when things go wrong. So my whole fear when doing these books was that people were going to sit around and expect something entirely different, meaning that it was going to be something that was going to come about and I was going to have these new concepts. And what I attempted to do was go based on the concepts that already existed and just adding just a smudge of difference to some of the things. And I tell you throughout these books that there is a lot of stuff that I looked at from Thomas Campbell from My Big Toe. There was a lot of stuff that I looked at from The Exegesis of Philip K. Dick. So there was a lot of stuff that I wanted to incorporate as I was doing them. So Tamara, I appreciate the question. This one's coming from Jordan in Tampa, Florida. In Safety Mutation, you talk about distortion in systems. Can you give an example? Oh, maybe I should give you my favorite example. One example is how zero incidents becomes a goal and discourages reporting. That is kind of the easiest thing that comes about. That's distortion. The intent was to promote safety, but the mutation creates silence and fear. I want you to think about this. You cannot make a poster, a marketing campaign that you turn around and say, hey, let's just go ahead and try to, you know, only take out three this year. Nobody's going to accept that. That's not a marketing campaign. That's Disturbia, if anything. But when you start looking at this, the zero incident, I understand that people want this as a goal. I mean, I'm not saying I don't get it because I get it. But when you look at it and you go, this is what you're relying on, and people are going zero incident, the level of fear of an incident happening and not wanting to report it becomes the whole other story. And that's the stuff where things get distorted. It's the whole mutation that occurs because of it. Jordan, thank you for the question. Here's a question from Nina from Boulder, Colorado. Why did you choose to write three books instead of one comprehensive volume? Well, okay. Let me kind of start off because this is where I kind of struggle a little bit. I really never had the intentionality of writing one book. I don't even think that, you know, that was really part of the goal. It was just kind of got to a point that I was like, I need to kind of share some of this stuff out there. And I looked at it and I said, let's do this first one. But then I kind of realized I had more to say. So each book serves a different purpose is the way that I looked at it. The first challenge is assumptions, as where the second one examines system change and the third offers the blueprint of what we should actually transmit. It's a trilogy because each stage builds from the last. Now, I do recommend that if you do read the books, you can read them in any order you want, meaning book one, book two, or book three, once you have the book itself. But I would recommend reading the books technically in order. I wouldn't read Transmissions before Safety, in my opinion, or Mutation, because it just gets all convoluted. If you read them in order, I think it kind of plays a factor. So look at it that way. Okay, thanks for the question, Nina. Okay, here's another one. Andre from Newark, New Jersey. Is there a main villain or force you were writing against in the trilogy? I guess if you really wanted to look at it from that way, I guess there was. And the question, the answer would be systemic complacency. It's the belief that if we follow the rules and check the boxes, we're safe. And between you and I, we all know that that's not true. That mindset is dangerous because it stops critical thinking and learning. Think about it for a moment. Think about it for a moment. If you had someone inside of your work crew and they knew that something was going to go catastrophically wrong, if they got to step five and they had already went through 1 through 4, you know they're going to stop before they get to 5. So these checkbox systems are the things that kind of drive us crazy. So we need to make sure that we're still allowing critical thinking and understanding that systemic complacency, if anything, that would be the main villain. So I'm going to butcher the name because I just know this is how this goes. Here's another question. Claire from Masola, I think it is, Masola, Montana. What's one quote from the trilogy you think captures its core message? Huh. I've had that question come up before. And it's kind of interesting because I could probably go into some really interesting stuff about it, but I'll leave that out for now. But I guess you would have to look at the third book, and this is Safety Transmission. Signal travels farther when you cut through the noise. And if you think about it for a moment, that one really aligns with, it's about clarity in communications, values, and intent. So the quote is, signal travels further when you cut through the noise. If you think about it, it can really take you a lot further than what you expect. I appreciate the question, Claire, and I really hope I didn't mess up the name of the town. Seriously. Okay, another question coming in from Marcus from Jacksonville, Florida. How does leadership show up differently across the three books? This one is going to be kind of an interesting one because in safety, in my opinion, leaders are challenged. In safety mutation, they're tested. And in safety transmission, they become stewards of clarity and culture. And that's really the goal there. It's the cultural change inside of the organization. And if your leadership starts off reading these books, I would tell you safety, in my opinion, is where you should start because it's really defining how to be challenged as a leader inside of the workplace. Marcus, thank you for the question. Allison from Bakersfield, California. Are the books meant for frontline workers or senior leaders? And I would have to say that when I wrote the books, I would say both. I wrote the trilogy in a way that anyone in the safety ecosystems can find their role. Now, the weird part about this is that besides that I wrote it in the safety ecosystem, I've had plenty of people reach out from other walks of life and say how this applies to what they do, which I kind of find kind of interesting. And if you kind of take a look at it, leaders set the tone inside of the workplace, but workers carry the culture. So that's where it's kind of the happy medium of both places, if you kind of take a look around on what's going on. So there you go. Thanks, Allison, for the question. Another question that came in was from Kevin from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did your background in psychology shape how you approach the writing to the trilogy? And I would have to say that I guess I defaulted back to that. So absolutely. Understanding human behavior is essential to understanding systems. So the trilogy just isn't about process. It's also about people. I didn't go into it with a lot of things saying this is what the point that I was wanting to get across. It was more like I went through the books and I was going through them and I said, listen, as I write these things, we're going to have to compile them together and kind of look at the words and the structures and what's going to happen. And me and the editor sat there and said, this makes the most realistic sequence of sense on how it should be laid out. And that's why the psychology piece took into it. Now, I will tell you that if you look at safety, in my opinion, in particular, the way that the book is structured is different than safety mutation and safety transmission, because I wanted those long pauses, those long gaps in between words. I wanted it to look differently in regards on when you were taking a look at it. So, Kevin, thanks for the question. Okay, this one's coming from Lena from Austin, Texas. Safety transmission talks about intentional culture. How do you measure that? It's a good question. And I guess if I was going to answer that, you can't really measure culture with lagging indicators. You measure it with trust levels, open dialogue, how people react to failure, and whether people feel psychologically safe. And I know that you hear that term quite a bit, but it's really something to think about. Because at the end of the day, how else would you measure it? There's no way to measure culture. Matter of fact, a close friend of mine, many years ago, she told me that you have to take a look at how UNICEF does culture. And if you go to the UNICEF website, they show so much about culture and how they go in and do things. And maybe if you were looking for something in particular, that's the best way to take a look around at it. Lena, thanks for the question. Here's another one. Derek from Providence, Rhode Island. What's one misconception about your trilogy you've heard? Well, I guess if I have to look at it from that standpoint, it's that it's anti-traditional safety, because it's not. If anything, it's pro-evolution. I tried to make sure that in the books, I honored the past, but challenged what no longer serves. I looked at some of the people that I thought were super important to the journey and looked at some of the aspects that I learned, because I'm not telling you to drop traditional safety. I'm not telling you to do anything, if a matter of fact. I'm telling you that in my opinion, these things worked for me until they didn't. And I think that that plays a bigger factor into the whole thing. Derek, thank you for the question. This question's coming in from Linda in Salt Lake City, Utah. What's your hope for someone who reads all three books? Well, that they had a lot of time, because it's kind of a pretty large trilogy. And all joking aside, that they stop managing safety and start influencing the system. That they stop asking who failed and start asking what failed. And that still aligns originally with HOP concepts. That really aligns with how the world is changing. And listen, I know that every week, every day, you see somebody out there coming out with a new cookbook. Yeah, I call it that. Saying that how their formula is going to be the best recipe on how you're going to change safety. I'm telling you that that's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to look at it from a different lens. I'm asking you to look at these concepts that already exist. And if you just put a little smidget more on top of it, how things can change for you. So there you go. Omar, thanks for the question. This question's coming from Rachel from Charleston, South Carolina. Here's a question for you. Matter of fact, I lied to you. The other one was Linda. I didn't read the Omar question. Let me read the Omar question real quick. I messed up. Omar from Anchorage, Alaska. Let me get to that one first. Is there a fourth book coming? Well, that's a good question. While the trilogy is complete, I don't think that the movement is. So I'm exploring ways to expand the signal concept, possibly into workshops, maybe a framework or even a lifestyle thinking, but I'll never say never. I've had some concepts of some other things that have come up that I've had some questions about in regards of a potential fourth book. I don't really know if it'll be a fourth book, like it's a smack add-on to it, but I wanted to look from a different aspect, and I have some ideas, and I've spoken to some people about doing it, but I just don't want to put too much out there in the market right now. I've really been giving a lot of thought to this, but I think that, you know, we'll stay for three for right now, but I don't know. Because it took me almost 50 years to get three out. So I don't know if there will be a fourth one anytime soon. But thanks for the question, Omar. Okay, so now let's get to Rachel from Charleston, South Carolina. And here's her question. What role does storytelling play in the trilogy? And if anything, I think storytelling is everything. It's how we make sense of complexity. The trilogy uses a narrative to shift mindsets because data alone doesn't change culture. Now, think about this for a moment, and I just want you to kind of give it some thought. If I tell you a story about what happened, it's definitely a lot more interesting than me just giving you pure data or stats of something that I had that occurred. So that is why I try to reference on the storytelling for you to kind of see behind the curtain a little bit about what was going on during the time. And listen, I know that towards the end, when we start getting into signal transmission, there's a lot of stories that other people were telling me that I wanted to share. So they're not all my stories, which is kind of the interesting part as well. Rachel, thanks for the question. This one's coming from Tim from Lincoln, Nebraska. You talk about signal in every book. What does signal mean to you? Well, if anything, I would say signal is what matters the most. It's what helps people make safe decisions when no one's watching. Signal, if anything, if I could, I don't know if I could really put it into a box or say that this is all of it, but I would look at it more along that signal is clarity, signal is trust, and signal, if anything, is shared purpose. Maybe that's the way to kind of look at some of those concepts when it comes to that. Tim, thanks for the question. Here's a question from Joanne in Asheville, North Carolina. Do you consider the trilogy technically a writing or a philosophy? A technical writing or a philosophy? Well, if anything, I would say it lives in both worlds. It's rooted in system thinkings, but in the core of the whole thing, it's philosophical at times. How we think about people, how we think about risk, and how we think about responsibility all plays a factor into the whole thing. I mean, think about it for a moment. There's no other way around it. Because we're talking about systems, but at the same time, too, we're taking these hop concepts that are loaded in philosophy, and I'm adding another layer to it. So maybe that's something to think about. Joanne, thanks for the question. Got a few more just right here. This one's coming from Dante from Des Moines, Iowa. What's been the biggest reaction or piece of feedback from the safety community? Well, many say the trilogy gave them language for what they felt for years but couldn't articulate. I guess that's the best compliment that I could ask for, because realistically, I didn't know if anybody would read them or listen to them, because keep in mind, there are an audio version as well. But I looked at it and I went, I'm not sure what's going to happen with these things, because I knew that putting these ideas into a book for people to read, for people to have access to at any point, was going to be risky. And some people have even went as far as asking, well, how different is that than doing a radio show or a podcast? Well, I don't know. There's something about people being able to read it that's different, even though there are transcripts to our shows. So it makes it pretty interesting. So that's probably about the best feedback that I've had so far. Thanks, Dante, for the question. Here's another one. Vanessa from Reno, Nevada. If someone can only read one book in the trilogy, which one would you say? Well, if you could only read one and nothing else, I would have to say Safety Transmission. It brings everything together. But for the full impact, you'd have to read them in order. They're designed to shift you from step by step. But I mean, if you could only read one, and of course, people will argue with me about that, because why would you not tell them Safety in My Opinion? But if you could only read one and that was it, that would be the book. Thanks, Vanessa, for the question. Here's a question from Ethan from Buffalo, New York, and it goes like this. How do you suggest organizations start transmitting signal? I guess the best way to do this would be to start with a conversation. Build psychological safety. Question outdated metrics. And above all models, I would say, you know, What behavior do you want to see at every level? Maybe that's what you need to model inside of there. Maybe that's the question. Maybe that's how the organization starts. So there you go. So there you have it. That's 20 questions, 20 signals, and hopefully a few transmissions hit home. Whether you've read one book or all three, Safety in My Opinion, Safety Mutation, Safety Transmission, I hope today's episode gave you a deeper look into why the trilogy exists, what it challenges, and where it meant to take us. This isn't about changing safety. It's about rethinking how we lead, how we learn, and how we build systems that make sense for people doing real work. To everyone that sent in a question, well, I got to the majority of them. I know I didn't get to them all. Thanks for them. I appreciate it. For all the questions, you reminded us that conversations around safety is alive and evolving, so I appreciate that. And that's what exactly the point is. If something today sparked your interest, made you uncomfortable, or pushed your thinking, good, because that's what we wanted it to do. That means signal got through. As always, thank you for being part of the conversation. Thank you for choosing to spend a little time with me here on Safety FM. And a reminder that we transmit because what we teach is what we teach becomes what we leave behind. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Until next time, be safe, be curious, and be cutting through the noise. This has been another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear. My sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.